Hello, it's just after 4 o'clock on Radio 1. My name's Comedy Dave, and instead of the Chris Moore Show today, we're going to bring you 1 hour and 45 minutes of the very best love songs ever recorded, starting off with this one from the Flux of Pink Indians.
Fantastic.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen?
Hello, caller.
Hi, love doctor.
Yeah, what's your problem?
The only way to get away is to use my famous penetration trick.
Line two, hello.
Hello.
That's you, caller.
Me?
Yes, you.
Hi.
Yeah, phone from Inverness, yeah.
As soon as he answered, when he realised where he was from, he made it was difficult to understand him.
He made it what, sorry?
Take off your shirt, squeeze your nipples.
That woolly woofter.
Chris Moyles.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Of course, Valentine's Day, by the way. And I don't want, you know, it's just the usual remarks of me being a sexist, fat bigot, you know, the kind of bloke who loves the sound of his own voice. But I'm going to put the record straight. It wasn't even me that started this off today. It was our producer, Reese.
Hello.
Who basically went round and decided to ask everybody in the office, because he was bored, what they thought of Valentine's Day. Is it an essential part of a relationship to have that one special day a year where you pull out all the stops and you just do one extra thing to make it special? Or is it a load of old bunkum? And the results were, Reese?
A load of old bunkum.
There you go. It's a waste of time. Now, we all know this, but it takes one person to get the ball rolling and say to the nation, we're not going to stand for this crap any longer. Why should I have to take my girlfriend out for dinner just because there's a day which says I should, right?
Right.
And it's not even like, a woman can take a bloke out, okay?
Girl power.
Yeah, it's not, you know, happy blokes taking a woman out for dinner day. It's Valentine's Day, right? But the onus is generally on the man. Mm. Am I right?
You're right.
And I think most women would expect that as well, that the bloke takes them out somewhere special. But we need to put this to bed, ladies and gentlemen, pardon the expression, because it's a money opportunity for everybody else. We lose money because we feel that we should do something special, you know, send a dozen roses to somebody, or take them out for dinner, and everybody else but us gains from it. Because you're not even guaranteed it afterwards. Do you know what I mean?
It's a corporate scam.
Absolutely. You know, the people who run flower shops are delighted because idiots like us, it's the only time of the year we buy flowers and we don't know what flowers look like. They're just something that women like to have around the place to make it look prettier. Am I right?
You're right.
Scented candles. A bloke will never buy a scented candle apart from one day of the year, this day.
Today, right, I'm driving down the motorway, right, I stop off to put petrol in the car, I go to pay for the petrol in the petrol station.
That's always a good place.
Which is the best place, right, I like paying there.
If you pay in McDonald's for the petrol,
it's not as good.
Never the same.
You know, and I'm there at the counter and these are enormous great teddy bears for sale.
Yeah.
Right, why? Because it's Valentine's Day, so you buy a teddy bear from an SO petrol station. Stupid.
You know our Melinda Standin? She just come and gone, line one, through the window. We haven't even asked people to phone up. People are obviously so passionate about this. I'll just stop the CD. Oh, there we go. There's a bag on the desk. People agree.
It's a scam.
It's a waste of time. It's a waste of money. Now, if you are a miserable, grumpy, old, tight-fisted get, then it could be the one day of the year where you go, oh, here's a chocolate bar, you know, enjoy the aero, love, I'm watching the footy. Whatever, that could be your one chance. But generally, you know, most relationships that are half-decent, you know, you're pretty nice to them at least three or four times a year that aren't February the 14th. Mm. Why on this day?
You don't need another one.
And of course, because blokes are crap, right? And all blokes know this. Because blokes are crap, they forget. Right? They forget that Valentine's Day coming up, or they know it's coming up and they can't be bothered. So what they do is they go down to the 24-hour garage and they pick something up on the way home from work on a Monday night. No worry, love, I'm gonna cook pot noodle and, you know, one of them traffic light scented things to hang off the car.
You know, did you buy a Valentine's Day card?
No. No, because I'm making a stand, my friend. That's what I'm doing. I am making a stand for every man in this country and for any woman who wants to join me, because I'm not going to be sucked into this corporate bull. I am not going to be taken for Mr. JQ sucker that they expect me to be. I am not going to fall into that trap, and I am not buying my girlfriend a Valentine's Day card. End of story.
The thing is, I actually bought one, and I still got accused of being unromantic.
Where did you buy it from?
A shell garage.
Well, you see, there, you know, it's the thought that counts.
I think so.
It's putting pressure on relationships, and it should stop. Okay, let's hear your view on this. 08 700 100 100 if you want to discuss Valentine's Day and its merits with us today. By the way, can I just say, if anybody heard the show on Saturday morning, today's a novelty for me, because I haven't done a show when I've been sober for ages.
Did you say Valentine's Day?
Yes, I did. 08 700 100 100. Call now, thank you. This is Mika.
Mika.
As in Mr.
Mika.
Yeah. Do you like that? It's Mika. And there was Mr. Mika in Rent-A-Ghost.
I remember that.
Good, there you go. It's called Save Me on Radio 1. Right, we're all worked up about Valentine's Day because it's Valentine's Day, as if you hadn't noticed. You can't help but notice. You know it's Valentine's Day coming up from about the first day of January because they start advertising it in the shops. Hey, it's Valentine's Day. Why not waste some money on some crap your girlfriend will keep for a week and then chuck it in the bin when you're not looking? It's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then, the pressure on the bloke to do stuff romantic, when blokes aren't necessarily romantic, really. But the pressure's on. And then, of course, the pressure goes on the female element because women know that men are crap in relationships, and the woman is literally, do you know what women do when they go to bed on February the 13th, the night before Valentine's Day? They spend 10 minutes extra in the bathroom. Do you ever notice this? This
no.
is true. I swear to God, this is true. You know what they do for that extra 10 minutes in the bathroom?
Brush the teeth.
They look at themselves in the mirror, trying to fake a brand new surprise face for when the husband or boyfriend gives them some, hey, happy Valentine's, here's some tights. Right? So they have to make up a face which goes, oh, honey, you shouldn't have. So it doesn't look like she's lying to
that face this morning.
Yeah, exactly. I saw it yesterday. To be quite honest, I thought she'd really like, the royal family on video. Mm. I thought it was a nice romantic gift to give her, but, obviously not. So I think we should, everybody should get together, if you pardon the expression, and we should get this banned. By the way, my voice is a bit croaky from the weekend, by the way.
What have you been doing?
Drinking and smoking. I wouldn't advise it to the kids. It's not very good. Line one, hello.
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 Hello, it's Angie.
Yes, Angie. Why? What can I do for you?
Well, what it is, I offered a service a couple of years ago, not that before.
You what, sorry?
Offered a service to women that I knew. And I
just
really? Up their boyfriend.
Hey, that's the kind of call I've been waiting for years, Reese. You offered a service to female friends of yours a few years ago. Go on.
Yep. To find out their boyfriends or husbands. And one of the limericks, which was really, really good, was...
To phone up boyfriends and husbands?
Yep.
So you'd phone up the husband and then read them a poem on behalf of their partner?
Yeah, yes.
Right, okay, right. All right.
Yes.
We're wasting time.
Now
go on.
Yeah, the favourite one was roses are red, violets are blue. Errol Flynn had a big one and so have you.
No.
And slam the phone down and totally confuse them.
So you just do that and then put the phone down?
Yeah.
What about roses are straight, violets are twisted, come on love, you're about... What about that one? Can you do that one, Reese?
No.
No, all right. Well, how about roses are stupid, violets are silly, Grease? Can I do that
one? No, you can't do that one either.
Did you do cheeky ones as well? Because that one's all right. It's a bit tame.
Yeah.
But, I can't read anymore.
Don't. I'm telling you the clean one.
Roses are red, but I like carnations. You're so bad at... No, I can't do that one. I can't do that one. Roses are red. It's elementary. Let's ring up a friend and try... No, we can't.
You can't do
these, Reese.
I'm
going to
do it again. I'm going to phone these people up and do it again.
You're going to do it again?
Really
do you make money out of this service?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
Because men are crap.
Not all of them.
You're lovely. Yeah, but I'm not buying my girlfriend a Valentine's Day card.
Well, it's too commercialised.
Yeah, I mean, I'll get Reese to phone her up with a poem. Hello, love. It's Reese here. Roses make me laugh. Violets make me titter. You're a... And you know what I mean? Yeah. That kind of thing.
Cut him off.
Yeah, thank you very much. Bye.
Bye.
Line two, hello.
Hi there.
Hello there, yes.
I used to be in a tight gig. It's only one day a year.
Sorry, say that in the Queen's English, love. I didn't hear you.
Are you just, being really cheap about it? I mean, it's only one day a year.
Right, yeah, but why should I? Just because Clinton's cards tell me to?
Well, because it's just the dumb thing. I mean, hey, it's not much to ask for, is it?
Hey, what?
It's
am
not
I a
much...
horse? So if I said to you it's national jump off a bridge into a river day, you're going to do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, then you're a loser. I don't want you phoning my show again, right? Sucker. So, you know, that's the kind of under-the-thumb bloke.
He just sounds like a soppy soft-ass.
Yeah, you know, 08700 100 100. Let's abolish Valentine's Day. It's a waste of money. Plus, it means that we can all get into a restaurant on, you know, February the 14th every year for a change.
I'm really getting in the mood.
Hello. We've come a long, long way together through the hard times and the good. If you wear your wolfy suit, I'll ride your little red.
It's not just your shoulders or the way that you smile. It's not your big soldier or your personal style. It's not your bedroom antics or the way that you kiss me. But I knew that I loved you when I saw you dressed up as Britney.
Did you get bunched? Anyway, moving on.
I bring you love from Wales, where you know we like it woolly. But this won't be a problem if you just slip on this pulley.
Our Valentine's hearts, they're sour on Valentine's Day, love. I don't do flowers.
The Zoe Ball Breakfast Show on Radio 1. She continues.
Radio 1.
The Zoe Ball Breakfast Show.
Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Roses are awful, violets are the pits. Lift up your shirt and show us your...
Radio 1.
Belly button.
Oh, right.
That's what I meant.
Okay, good. That's a premature jingle. Five and keep on moving on Radio 1. Take some more calls?
Yeah.
Line one, hello.
Hello, Chris.
All right, caller.
How are you?
Very good. What can I do for you?
I have to totally agree with you. It's a complete waste of money.
Thank you very much.
You know, I went out last night, spent over 50 quid on a meal, card, teddy bear, the lot. Get home, and do you still get any? No. Denied.
It's not a guarantee, is it?
Yeah, it's no. Not, though, is it? But then again, you know, if you just had a meal, why would you have one when you got back in? Okay, good. Thank you.
Cheers.
Bye. Sensitive callers there.
Mm.
Line two, hello. That's you.
That's me?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
Right.
My wife gets me the Valentine's cards. I tried the dodgy poems once, it didn't work, so I gave up.
Yeah.
She also cooks me dinner when she gets home from work.
Nice.
And 2 years out of the three we've been together, she even bought the flowers in to put on the table.
Oh, there you go. See, girl power, that's what I like to see.
Girl power, more like male stubbornness, if you ask me.
Because you refuse to do it.
Dead right.
I'll tell you what, have you ever... how long have you gone out with your missus for?
Just under 3 years.
3 years.
Been married since November.
Have you ever, ever, ever taken her out for a meal for no reason?
Well, yep. Yeah, when I'm in the doghouse, I do it, I suppose.
Well, yeah, all right.
Same as you.
Yeah, but there's no occasion. There's no, Have you ever brought a present home for no reason?
No.
Mate, I'm kind of hoping you say yes so I can prove a point.
I've never done that.
You really never done that?
What, just for no occasion?
What is the point in bringing presents home for no occasion? It's a waste of money. Could spend it on beer.
Well, yeah, I'll go with you on that one. But why should we do it just because it's Valentine's Day? We can do it whenever we want. Don't you agree, though? Why just do it because it's February the 14th? Why not do it on March the 7th, September the 24th?
March the 7th is actually my birthday.
Well, there you go. That's your Valentine's Day every year.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Cheers. Bye. Bye.
You know about the sound of him? I don't want to be rude, but I can't even believe he's had a girlfriend for the last 3 or 4 years. What a dumbass. Right, 08700 100 100, what do you think? This is Donnell Jones and Left Eye with, strange enough for Valentine's Day, You Know What's Up.
Me and my people be
I've been seen and heard of many places, and I've traveled around the world.
Seen many faces.
Don't let another one get near me if you want to be true, and show me that nobody else can do it better than you. So if you're serious, I'm curious to see what you got. My love is furious because I believe in blowing up spots.
Yeah, let me see what you've got. Happy Valentine's Day. You know what I mean?
Boy.
Yeah. Donnell Jones, Left Eye, You Know What's Up.
Radio 1.
Awful Dodger and Moving Too Fast and Britney Spears Sometimes coming up after news and sport with Carolyn and Colm at 4:30.
An inquiry ordered into the Marchioness disaster.
And in sport, it's Turkey for Is It.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
John Prescott has announced a full public inquiry into the riverboat disaster 10 years ago. 51 young people died, including Lawrence Dallaglio's sister, when the pleasure cruiser, which was holding a party, collided with a dredger and sank on the River Thames in London. An inquest jury has already returned a verdict of unlawful killing, but no criminal prosecutions have ever been bought.
I can announce today that I have ordered a judicial inquiry under Section 268 of the Merchant Shipping Act 1995 into the collision between the Marchioness and the Bobel. and the search and rescue operations that followed the collision.
The BBC's Alison Holt says today's announcement is important.
The reason for the inquiry is the relatives feel very strongly that they've never been able to explore all the issues which were raised by what happened that night. A public inquiry would allow them to hear the people who were involved with what happened that night giving their explanation.
Other stories, 13 Afghan men have started appearing in court at Southend in Essex, charged with the Stansted Airport hijack last week. 70 of the former hostages are seeking asylum in Britain, but another 73 arrived back in southern Afghanistan this morning. Two 16-year-old schoolboys from Aberdare in South Wales have been sentenced to 3 years each in youth custody for raping a 13-year-old girl. They attacked her at a village fete as she drank cider behind a tree. A passenger who pretended he died in the Paddington rail disaster has been given a suspended jail sentence of 5 months. Carl Hackett from Barking in Essex admitted wasting police time. He'd wanted to start a new life. 179 anti-nuclear protesters have been arrested during a demonstration at the Faslane nuclear base on the Clyde. 400 people tried to blockade the complex to stop work there. Helen Stephen is one protester.
The UK is breaking international law at the moment by having these weapons here. So we're here to say it's got to stop.
And all you need for love is an aqualung. British couples are among 160 people from 29 countries who got married in Thailand's biggest ever underwater wedding to celebrate Valentine's Day.
Leicester City midfielder Muzzy Issit has finally confirmed he wants to play for Turkey and not England. Issit could make his debut against the Czech Republic next month and hopes to play at Euro 2000.
I went and met the ambassador after the game on Saturday. Spoke for about an hour with the coach, the Turkish FA coach, and very pleased with the way it went, really. Yeah, I'm happy that I've decided to play for Turkey.
Wales have made four changes to the side for Saturday's Six Nations match against Italy. Those brought in include Alan Bateman, Shane Williams and Craig Quinnell. And coach Graham Henry's also chosen Geraint Lewis ahead of Colin Jarvis.
Geraint Lewis has been playing very well at club football and showing a lot of abilities as a footballer and creating situations on attack, and we need a wee bit more creativity out there.
And Will Greenwood and Mark Regan have been added to the England squad for their match against France in Paris. Former skipper Philip de Glanville been left out of the final 24. I'm Colm Harrison.
The weather tonight, dry and clear across the UK, but cold and tomorrow wet and windy with snow in Western Scotland and Northern Ireland. We'll update the news and the sport at 5.
What are you doing?
You're twiddling your knobs again.
Carolyn, just because it's Valentine's Day doesn't give you the right to put down my walnut whip. Because I gave some chocolates out to everybody in the newsroom earlier.
She did never you? Picked it up, did she?
Shut up. How are you, Carolyn?
I didn't get one.
I'm sorry to hear that. But listen, it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Do you think it's good or do you think it's a waste of money?
I think it's good and I think it's a waste of money.
Flipping.
Sit on the fence again.
No, your backside must be full of splinters for the amount of sitting on the fence that you
no,
do.
No, because it's nice to receive things, but it is a little bit expensive.
Yeah, but it's nice to receive things, you know. Isn't it even better to receive something on April the 1st or April the 13th?
As a surprise, or, yeah, completely. When I agree with that.
When there's no occasion.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
So it's a rip-off.
There you go. See? Finally, we've got something out.
Voice of truth.
Yeah. But you smell it, but you're still expecting dinner tonight, aren't you?
Absolutely.
There you go, yeah.
Moyles in the afternoon.
It's gonna be loud, loud, loud. The audience should feel their balls tremble. Their ears should bleed.
And what are you actually gonna be doing?
I'm gonna be with Chris Moyles, I think, and he says that all Emmas are evil.
It's Emma now.
Listen,
sorry
are we,
about that.
Are we gonna see front page revelations of you tomorrow snogging Chris Moyles?
No!
Keep it in your pants, you punk. You can't have a smile.
He's not scared of fairies. Chris Moyles.
I'm talking about Valentine's Day, and an email comes in from a... somebody which says, I hate Valentine's Day because people who have boyfriends and girlfriends have Valentine's Day every day. But for single people like myself, it's the single most depressing day of the year. Especially when people who you know and know that nobody loves you ask if you got any cards. I think the day was invented by a card company because February has the best-selling figures from Shirley in Hereford. Now, Shirley, you're obviously so single, it's starting to hurt, and I don't want to, you know, make that heart bleed anymore, but I hate Valentine's Day because people who have boyfriends and girlfriends have Valentine's Day every day. Oh, you are so wrong. You are so wrong.
Wrong, wrong.
Now, me and Arlas have, shout until you start to bleed day every so often. That's always a good one, you know. Come home from the pub and the dinners and the dog day. That's a good one. Or our producer, Reese, has got girlfriend flies to the other side of the world for Valentine's Day and then comes back a week and a half later day. That's a long one for you, isn't it?
It is.
Just a point, that's all.
Another one that sums it up from Squid in Nottingham, saying, Chris, I totally
agree. I bet he's single.
Yeah. Squid. I think everyone should boycott it and spend the money they would have spent on Valentine's down the pub. It should be nice to your girlfriend all year round, and if you're a git anyway, what difference is a boxy bunch of flowers going to make?
This is what Reese
said. He goes, I put Valentine's Day up there with Mother's Day, yet another commercially orchestrated rip-off. Again, people should be nice to their mums all year round and not expect one day when you turn up with a bunch of flowers to make up for the fact that you've been an arse all year round.
Yeah, see, my Mother's Day I can kind of understand because, you know, once you move away from home, it's the usual story. You never ring your mother enough, you never go and see enough and blah 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 blah. So at least you make the effort on Mother's Day by sticking a card in the post that arrives 2 days later. You know, at least that's the thought that counts. I wonder why he's single and his nickname is Squid. It's just a thought.
It's bonkers, isn't it?
All right, line one, hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello.
Yeah, what can I do for you?
Well, today my boyfriend bought me a bunch of 12-foot roses.
You don't even sound old enough to have a boyfriend.
Yeah, I'm 17.
Okay, really? Are you, honestly?
Yes.
All right, okay, you sound a lot younger. Go on.
All right, and then I left them in the car and we went into college. And we just come back to the car and my boyfriend realised he hadn't got the keys and he found them in the door. And someone's gone into the car and stolen my red roses and my Valentine's and nothing else out of the whole car that could have the CD player.
Yeah. And I can guarantee it was a bloke on his way back to his girlfriend who was expecting to get telling off because he didn't have a present.
Exactly.
So your flowers and he's nicked them. Well, then you're stupid. You're a woman. You should know that.
Well, yeah, but it's cheeky, though. They need just my roses.
Yeah, but listen, men, you've got to realise men are desperate on Valentine's Day. We're desperate for anything. We see a dozen roses lying in the car. We're having them.
Yeah, but my boyfriend went to...
Thank you. Line two, hello.
Hi.
Yes, hello.
Hiya. My boyfriend offered to buy me flowers for my Valentine's, and I didn't want...
What?
Offered to buy me flowers, and I didn't want them.
What?
So he bought me a pair of trainers instead.
He bought you a pair of tuners?
Trainers.
Where are you from?
I'm from Fife.
Fife, okay. Yeah, he's got a strange accent, that's all. So he offered to buy you a pair of trainers?
He bought me a pair of trainers instead, yeah.
And were they nice?
They're fantastic trainers,
actually. There you go. See, now, if we're going to do that on Valentine's Day, let's not do the smushy stuff. Let's go out and buy practical things like a cordless power drill or, you know, aluminium. Just... Yeah, whatever, I don't know. I don't even know what I'm talking about. But yeah, you're right. So
yeah.
You got a pair of trainers.
I got a pair of trainers.
How thrilled were you with that?
I was delighted.
There you go. How old are you, by the way?
23.
23, unbelievable. All right, well, thank you very much, and I hope you have a lovely night tonight when you get the trainers on.
Well,
and off again. All right, lovely, bye-bye.
Bye.
There you go. That's what we'll do Valentine's Day. If we can't scrap it, let's just go out and buy, you know, things that you use, like an electric can opener.
A pool table.
Yeah, you know, polishing one of them sets of orange dusters with rabbits around the end. You know that kind of thing. Right, no more calls on board about this. Let's play Blink-182. This is All the Small Things, as it's Valentine's Day. Great record, Blink-182, and it's called All the Small Things. I will dedicate that for you if you like Blink-182.
Oh.
All right, I'm going to wrap up this Valentine's Day thing.
I'm getting bored of this.
Yeah, so am I. And obviously, you know, we still do, for all the bravado and all the gobbiness that we've been doing, we're still doing nice things for our loved ones. You know, I really am. I'm going to do lovely things for my girlfriend tonight. I'm going to give her the best treat ever. I'm not going to come home. So, you know, give the night off. You know, I know that you, Dave, have got a beautiful romantic night planned in tonight. He's already phoned Pizza Hut to find out if they deliver.
I've reserved one.
It's
a deep pan, yeah.
And Reese has got it easy. Reese is the luckiest, jammiest man in the world. Where's your girlfriend tonight?
San Francisco.
There you go. Look at that. And he didn't even have to pay for her to go out there. It's a work thing, which means that he comes in tonight, sits there, you know, does what blokes do, scratch and break wind, and then goes, better like the pub. Come back in and have a cruddy. Then I wake up in the morning, fart and go to work. Happy Valentine's Day!
I did put a card in the luggage, though.
Did you?
Mm. I'm a sucker, I know.
Yeah.
But I did make it myself, though.
What?
I made it. I mean, I think if you're going to give a Valentine's card, it's better if you've made it yourself, because at least you put the effort into it and you're not giving the
card.
In
other words, even the 24-hour SO station around the corner from your house didn't sell any cards, so you had to make one up on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Is it on a folded over piece of, you know, silk-cut paper?
No,
or something?
It's a beer mat.
Yeah, it's a packet of fags all straightened out and folded over.
I think the petrol station ones are the best, actually.
He scribbled out Rizzler and put Happy Valentine's Day. Thank you very much. And half a packet of Golden Virginia. Thank you very much, love, for all the wonderful years we've spent together. P.S. Don't forget to pick me up some duty freeze on the way back. we got a clip from Newsbeat from Caroline just dropped down about Mel Gibson, the Hollywood actor, talking about Valentine's Day. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
All right. Just to save the backside of every man who hasn't done anything, and it's too late to book a table in a restaurant because all the big posh ones are all gone, so you're going to end up having a curry. Imagine going for a curry as your Valentine's Day meal.
I think going for a curry on Valentine's Day is a really good idea. Yeah. 2 years ago, my missus and I had Valentine's Day on the Red Hen on the M1 coming back from the fifth round FA Cup tie.
I was there with you.
You were
with
you
mine,
were,
yeah.
Wolves Leeds.
I had a curry last night.
We split up quite close to that, actually.
We also lost, didn't we?
Happy Valentine's Day. Look, I'm taking you to Ellen Road to watch Leeds lose. But don't worry, I've booked us into a nice travel lodge 25 miles down the road. There's a shuttle bus, you know what I mean? All right, so for any man that's kind of in deep trouble, this is Mel Gibson. Women love Mel Gibson. This is a public service for men today. Tomorrow, by the way, I will do a public service for women. How about that? Well, I've been offering this for 26 years almost, but still, tomorrow on the radio, public service for women, if they want us to do anything for them, berate their husbands or boyfriends or whatever, we'll do that.
Have they not had enough public service?
No, because today's been mostly kind of helping the blokes out. So this is another thing to help the blokes out. This is Mel Gibson on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I never observe Valentine's Day. No. When they tell you at Christmas that you have to buy presents, I don't like to buy them. And when they tell you you got to buy flowers and candy on Valentine's Day, I completely don't do it. I'll do it in June. You know, when you feel like it, when it's more genuine, you know.
There you go. It's Mel Gibson.
The lady's favourite.
Now, isn't Mel Gibson married with about 7 kids?
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Yeah, I never observe Valentine's Day. No. When they tell you at Christmas that...
He's got 7 kids. The guy hasn't got enough time to get out of bed and go and get a card.
Radio 1. Live.
Radio 1 presents Basement Jack's Private Party. Live. This is Dave Pearce, and on Sunday, February the 27th, I'll be presenting a very special dance anthems direct from a secret location.
Basement Jack's Live.
It's an exclusive Radio 1 club night featuring Basement Jack's live in front of a hand-picked audience, and you could be there. To find out how you and your mates can get hold of the hottest tickets in town, listen to Pete Tong's Essential Selection this Friday from 6 for all the details.
Basement Jack's.
It's a once-only experience as Radio 1 presents Basement Jack's Private Party, live and exclusive.
You could be there. Radio 1. Basement Jack's.
Sounds like that could be an interesting night out.
I can't wait.
Why not save your Valentine's Day money for that night? You could win tickets to go to that very special party with Basement Jacks performing live on Radio 1. Basement Jacks. Is that a bloke called Jack who records all the tracks in a basement? Is it that simple?
No, it's two blokes called Jack. That's why they're Jacks.
Why basement?
Because they live downstairs.
Fair enough.
Stop laughing up. That's money.
You
rap. Fiddly diddly.
Rap, rap. No, rap, rap, rap. Jamelia at Radio 1. I'm going to play Fired Up to call now, 08700 100 100. Pick the phone up, dial 08700 100 100. For those who watch daytime TV, it's exactly the same as the number 4 this morning with Richard and Judy, but instead of 100 101, it's 100 100 at the end. Thank you very much.
Radio 1.
Not that I watch or anything.
Sado.
Shut up. 08700 100 100. Play Fired Up call now. Paul Johnson's Get Down and Andreas Johnson Glory is coming up. The two Johnson brothers. After news of sport with Carolyn, it's 5 o'clock.
Punishment for the man who pretended he died in the Paddington disaster.
In sport, is it plums for turkey?
Radio 1
Newsbeat. A passenger who faked...
I never observe Valentine's Day. When they tell you at Christmas that you have to buy presents, I don't like to buy them. And when they tell you you gotta buy flowers and candy on Valentine's Day, I completely don't do it. I'll do it in June. When you feel like it, when it's more genuine, you know.
Yeah, there you go. Mel Gibson, ladies and gentlemen, the guy is worth about $100 million.
Sorry, pass.
Right, to play Vidot. We've got two brand new callers, haven't we?
Yeah.
Cool.
Cool.
And the question's funny today.
They're all right.
Oh, good.
Why? Sure. You having a go?
No, I'm just curious.
Nice.
Sorry about
Get
that.
Get down, Slick.
I'm sorry about that.
Ow.
Does that hurt, Reese?
Yes.
I'm sorry. For mash, it's mash. I meant to just remind everybody that Wednesday night, don't forget, we're at Oxford University.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Right, hello, Nikki.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Tell us about yourself.
I'm Nikki, I'm 23 and I'm from Lincoln.
And you're on a rubbish phone.
Yes.
On one of those walkabout phones.
Yes, but I'm sitting still.
And you're sitting still?
Yes.
No, happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you, and you?
Do you have a boyfriend, husband?
Nothing. No.
Oh.
But I don't care.
Do you really not?
No.
You do secretly, though. Deep down, you actually care, don't you?
Deep down, I thought somebody might send me a card, but no.
No one did, they?
No.
No, that makes you feel really ugly and left out, doesn't it?
I'm not ugly. Well,
no, I'm just saying, but you feel a bit kind of hideous looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well.
There was probably a problem with the post today.
I think the
Yeah, the fact that nobody posted a card to you.
That was the problem.
I had that problem.
Oh, you should have sent me one and I'll send you one.
I can't be asked.
Did you get a card, Dave?
One. Yeah. But none in the post.
All right, okay. All right, well, listen, good luck, Nikki.
Thank you.
Maybe you'll find love tonight.
Yes, I hope so.
Probably not, but there you go. Right, you played against Tony. Hello, Tony.
Hello.
Oh, it's Tony with an I.
Yep.
Which means it's a lady. I love girls called Tony. I really do.
Why is that, then?
Well, because it reminds me of that ever so feminine woman, Tony Basil, who sang Hey Mickey.
Oh, was that a Tony?
Yeah.
Tony Basil.
Hey, Mickey, you're so fine. You're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, Mickey. Hey, Mickey. Yeah, she was
really... Lolly did.
Hey?
Lolly did it.
Who did it?
Lolly.
Lolly.
Oh, yeah, Lolly did it as well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that many people bought it. So tell us about you, Tony.
About me?
Yeah.
I'm a student.
Excellent, okay, well,
and
thanks. Nice having a conversation with you. Well, I don't know anything about you, so tell me about you. You're a student where?
At Salford University.
How old are you?
I'm 19.
What are you studying?
Management,
okay, good. Do you have a boyfriend?
I do.
And how long have you been going out with him for?
2.5 years.
2.5 years?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did he get you something nice, or is
he
it a surprise?
Yeah. Oh, something really good.
What did he get you?
He got me some big rubber Wallace and Gromit car mats.
For a moment then, every man was on the edge of his car seat. He got me some big rubber Wallace and Gromit car mats. And you drive a Fiesta, second-hand Fiesta.
I used to.
Yeah, there you go.
I used to, but I got a new car 2 weeks ago.
And you got, did you buy it new?
Yeah.
Corsa?
No, I've got it.
No.
Hang on, Reese is going to say it. Reese, go say it. Say it.
Clio?
No.
Punto?
No.
Kipo?
No, a car.
A car? Oh,
yeah, that's a girl's car.
Yeah, well, no,
car.
They're all right. They're all right,
they're for
car.
Girls.
Well,
it's a nice girly car.
Yeah. The second-hand Fiesta is what all girl students have.
Yeah, but I've got
and if they get a bit of,
on it.
They get a bit of money, they upgrade themselves to one of those beautiful... We just said it.
Cat.
No. What do you and I say together? It's gone out of my head.
Corsa.
Corsas.
Oh.
But you have to have it in purple.
Oh, well, my car's purple, yeah.
There you go, you see. It's the law. It is the law.
It's purple.
All right. And you were saying what when I interrupted you?
What was I saying? Oh, it's got a private plate on it.
Okay, which is what?
It says tow.
What?
Toe, T-O-E, toe, instead of Tony.
Right.
My boyfriend bought it me.
Isn't he lovely?
He is.
And what does your boyfriend do?
He's got his own business. He does like electrical stuff.
Is he 5 or 6 years older than you?
He's 12 years older.
12 years older?
He's 31.
Is he married?
No, he's not married.
You sure?
Positive.
Divorced?
No.
Okay. He's 31.
Yeah.
Right.
And he buys you car mats.
Yeah.
And a personalised number plate that is kind of nearly like your name.
Yeah, but it's actually T0E.
Oh, he calls me Toe.
Right, he calls you Toe.
Yeah.
But you can't really shorten Tony down to anything glamorous, can you really? Apart
no,
from
not
toe.
Really.
All right, so you go out with a 31-year-old who bought you for Valentine's Day rubber Wallace and Gromit car mats. And you wonder why this guy was such a catch when you first found him. He's 31 and he's still available. How is that so? Valentine's Day comes around. There you go, love. Wallace and Gromit car mats. I'm off out to the pub. See you tomorrow.
It's what I wanted.
It's what you wanted?
Yeah.
There you go. I like a girl who sets her sights that low. All right. Well, good luck with the quiz, Tony.
Thank you.
Right. Wonder how far she'll get. Nikki, good luck.
Thank you.
Let's play Viaduct. Nikki, what is Jim Royal from the Royal Family's catchphrase? Tony, complete the name of the brains behind this show, Comedy Something.
Maya.
Nikki, how do you pronounce D-I-V?
Dave.
Tony, Dumbo was a famous cartoon what?
Div.
Nikki, this is the opposite of slim.
Elephant.
Tony, complete the name of this famous cartoon pig, Somebody Pig.
Fat.
Nikki, this is how animals reproduce, rhymes with date.
Porky.
Tony, if a girl that you like is called a great girl, what do you call a bloke that you like?
Mate.
Nikki, this TV chef wears far too much gel in his hair.
Great bloke.
Tony, slow spiky animal that gets run over a lot.
Gary Rose.
Nikki, what is the singular version of the word pricks?
Hedgehog.
Tony, this man hosts a sporting quiz show, they think it's all over, Somebody Hancock.
Prick.
Nikki, which Christian name comes before the surnames Norris and Berry?
Dave.
What?
Dave? Yeah.
Is the wrong answer!
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, of course, Dave Hancock, the very famous
TV sporting host.
Yes?
Oh, sorry. Say, it's a terrible day, all right.
Hey, Nikki.
Yeah?
Who's an arrogant, egotistical radio and disc jockey and has just put the phone down on you? Right, so congratulations, Tony!
I won!
For the first time in your life, I would imagine,
you are
successful at something.
Yeah.
Oh, be nice.
I'm being nice to her. Hey, listen, I don't need to be nice to her. She's got the best boyfriend in the world. A 31-year-old. A 31-year-old who buys her Wallace & Gromit rubber car mats for Valentine's Day.
But he makes me happy.
Really? You're easily pleased.
Yes.
All right. So I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right, then.
Okay. Have a good night tonight.
Will do.
Bye.
Bye.
Should be at McDonald's tonight celebrating Valentine's Day. Right, this song is really good. It's Fiona Apple.
I let the beast in too soon. I don't know how to live without my head.
I know, actually, I want to do this again. I want to introduce this again. Because apparently we played this already and it just never did anything to me. Heard it the other day and it's really grown on me, this record. Right? This record is really, really good. If you're in the car coming home from work, turn this up very loud now. I think it's a great record. Fiona Apple. Plus, I think her name's funny. I like saying it. Fiona Apple.
Apple.
It's got a nice amount of syllables in there to make it sound good on the radio. Fiona Apple. And it's called Fast As You Can. It's out on Columbia Records. And when is it out, Reese? Excellent.
Monday, Monday.
I am sitting.
Singing country.
With hampers of game. Removing stains and.
My sorrow.
I would like to recommend.
Hey!
Good morning, you're listening to Radio 1, Serich, be here with The Breakfast Club.
Hurrah! Yep, it's the Dream Team here on Radio 1.
Sarah HB and the Dream Team, the new sound of Sunday mornings on
Radio 1.
What the hell was that? Am I the only one who doesn't understand that?
I must admit, I heard that earlier on today and I was confused as well.
Have our production staff gone berserk? What is that? What, have they been drinking over the weekend? That's a 40-second advert for something that went out yesterday and won't be back on until next Sunday. What? And how does this advertise Sarah?
Monday, Monday.
I am...
Is she the mamas of the papas? What is that all about?
Or Suzanne Vega.
Did the Dream Team do a mix of Suzanne Vega?
Monday, Monday.
I am sitting.
Singing country.
I am sitting? What? Am I... Reese, tell me.
It's pointing out that the morning on Sunday is hip and happening with lots of good dance tunes and we're not going to play Suzanne Vega and the Mamas and the Papas. So there.
Of course! What was I thinking? Dream Team, 10 o'clock Sunday mornings, before the Dream Team, Breakfast Club with Sarah HB, who's got a voice, really, really good voice.
Like
and
chocolate.
And then the Dream Team, who are just like three chancers who come in and just fart around for 3 hours, but it's very, very funny. There you go, that's a better advert than that, than the Mamas and the Papas.
Way!
What's up? This is DJ Forky.
Yup.
this weekend on Radio 1. It's an all-exclusive Bon Jovi weekend. That's right, John, Richie, Dave, Alec, and Tico will be here to perform their first acoustic session in over 7 years. So if you think and you've spent the last 7 years, join Marianne Hobbs on a bed of roses for the Radio 1 Bon Jovi weekend. Bed of roses. Only on 97 to 99 FM Radio 1. Adelante.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, okay, fair point.
Oh, sorry about that. Are we back on the air?
Just another private discussion.
Just a little chat amongst friends here in the studio. Sash and Adelante and Dream Team, they had a show before that. Dream Team, by the way, Sunday mornings, why not listen to them? 10 o'clock in the morning, they're great. There you go, Slut Ladfer. And Sarah HP, who's on before, she's great as well. She really is.
Everybody's great.
All right. And the Fiona Apple record, Fast As You Can, that I was raving about earlier, is out today. Go and buy it. Thank you very much.
Raving about?
Is that what I just
said? Were you raving about it?
Yes, I was running around, I was going, oh, Fiona Apple, marvellous! Right, would you like to play a little quiz?
If you like, yeah.
It's time for a quiz! Okay, Comedy Dave.
Hello.
How are you today?
Fine, thank you very much.
Okay, so you're taking part in our quiz. All you have to do is answer one simple question. That's it. One simple question, and all these beautiful prizes could be yours. A cuddly teddy bear, a coffee percolator, or a smack in the face. So, would you like to take the challenge?
I'll take your challenge.
Okay, the question is, what is producer Reese going to be doing tonight?
Sherman.
What is producer Reese going to be doing tonight?
Sherman.
No, producer Reese.
Sherman.
What?
The answer is Sherman.
What does that mean?
You know what it means.
No, I don't know what it means. What, he'll be talking to his girlfriend who's in America, as in Sherman Tank Yank, American connection? I'm afraid actually is the wrong answer. What he'll actually be doing will be going to the pub with the lads. I'm sorry, but
what do I win?
You got it wrong. You don't win anything. I'm sorry about that. So, you know, we'll maybe try again later, right?
Right.
But with a different question, what will we be doing tomorrow morning?
At first we started out real cool.
And it's not vomiting.
Taking me places I ain't never been. But now you're...
You hear the sad news, by the way, that Destiny's Child have split up?
No way.
Yeah. Builds.
Think you do, so you and me are through.
They're all through. Apparently they split up. So there's four of them. Was there four of them in the band?
Don't know. Yeah. Anyway, I'm devastated, though.
I think two of them left, and then the other two had to decide whether they carry on or whatever.
Bit like Eternal.
What?
Bit like Eternal.
Yeah, but they... Well, sort of, kind of.
There's four of them, and now there's two of them, and they're still carrying on.
There was four, but then there was three, and then there was two.
I take your point.
Right. Hey, Reese, do you fancy playing a quiz?
Not particularly.
Great! And now it's time for another Monday afternoon quiz on Radio 1! Okay, our guest today is producer Reese. Hello, Reese.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Reese is a 36-year-old radio
33.
producer. 33-year-old radio producer now based in London. So, Reese, are you ready for today's challenge?
Yep.
Okay, all you have to do is answer this question correctly. Have as many tries as you want. The question is, who turned up at our local pub on Friday night to surprise Comedy Dave and myself?
Are you going to give me a clue?
No, no clues.
Do I know this?
Yes, you do.
Were you there?
Yeah, you were there.
Technically.
Who turned up at our local pub on Friday night?
Jade.
Is the wrong answer.
Nell McAndrew.
No, you're really, 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 really cold.
Is it a bloke?
Yes, it is a bloke. Okay, come on.
Steve Lamack.
No.
Close.
Steve was a bloke, but no, he didn't turn up at the pub. Okay, somebody associated with this show turned up at the pub, our pub on Friday. Can I have a guess who? You've already worked out.
Melinda.
No, I've said it was a man.
Ben.
Not Ben, no.
John Culshaw.
Not John. Well, John was there, but it's his pub as well.
Oh, God. Oh, hang on.
Yes?
No, it's gone. Andy Parfitt.
He doesn't work on our show.
Oh, no, he doesn't.
Somebody who appears on the show.
Comment. Oh, that photographer bloke.
David the photographer! Turns up at a pub on Friday, right, out of the blue, and just comes up and goes, hello, yes.
And I'm like a drink? No.
Yeah. But God bless him, he got the round in, I've got to admit. 8 packets of pork scratchings, please. Dave the photographer in our pub Friday night, tragic.
Fantastic.
I quite fancy Neil McAndrew coming to the pub with me, but all I get is Dave the photographer. Great song from the Eels called Mr. East Beautiful Blues. Dave.
What?
Excuse me. On the DJ Look MC Neat record, does he go tan-an-in, boing?
I think so, yeah.
Well, I think so. Listen to this.
With a little bit of luck, we can make it through the night. With a little bit of luck, we can make it through the night. With a little bit of luck, we can make it through the night. With a little bit of luck, we can make it through the night. With a little bit of luck, we can make it through the night. With a little bit of luck, we can make it through the night. With a little bit of luck, we can make it through the night. We done the first fight, we done the first fight. We done the first fight, we done the first fight. We done the first fight, we done the first fight. We done the first fight, we done the first fight. We done the first fight, we done the first fight. I need you now, cause your paper with the rhythm and the rhyme. The DJ Loka jump it with the bad bass line. Bad bass line, bad bass line. Bad bass, bad bass, bad bass line. Holla with the rinsing sound, holla with the rinsing sound. Holla with the rinsing sound, holla with the rinsing sound. Holla with the rinsing sound, holla with the rinsing sound. Holla with the rinsing sound, holla with the rinsing sound. Holla with the rinsing sound, holla with the rinsing sound. Holla with the rinsing sound.
Tananing, 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 ting boy. Tananing, 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 ting boy.
With a little bit of luck, we can make it through the night. With a little bit of luck, we can make it through the night. With a little bit of luck, we can make it through the night. With a little bit of luck, we can make it through the night. With a little bit of luck, we can make it through the night. With a little bit of luck, we can make it through the night. With a little bit of luck, we can make it through the night. With a little bit of luck, we can make it through the night. With a little bit of luck, we can make it through the night. With a little bit of luck, we can make it through the night. With a little bit of luck, we can make it through the night. With a little bit of luck, we can make it through the night.
Go!
Holla with the rinsing sound, holla with the rinsing sound. Holla with the rinsing sound, holla with the rinsing sound. Holla with the rinsing sound, holla with the rinsing sound. Holla with the rinsing sound, holla with the rinsing sound.
I think it adds to the record, I really do.
Holla with the rinsing sound.
It's a remix style.
Yeah, absolutely. Not available in the shops, this version, either.
Never, ever.
No. It's MC Look, MC Need, and Homer Simpson.
Good luck.
Plus lots of sound effects from Warner Brothers cartoons. Right, we'd like to hear the Most Wanted of last week.
Yeah.
Go.
Radio 1's Most Wanted. 6 at 6.
Backstreet Boys.
5.
Andreas Johnson. Kane!
3.
All Saints. And that. Great record, by the way. Saw them today.
Did you?
Oasis. And number one last week.
1.
Madonna.
Are you bored?
No, I'm just utterly creative.
Radio 1's Most Wanted.
Yeah, I'm bored.
6 at 6.
Radio 1.
All right, so tonight you've got Dave Pearce coming up in 15 minutes with the Most Wanted 6 at 6. Then Lamac Live from 8 o'clock tonight. Live headline set from Elastica. All that coming up in 15 minutes. After counting the newsbeat, it's 5:45.